Okay, so we're holding on Ayin Chesem and Aleph. Perhaps Kedai, we'll consider going back to the top tomorrow or the next day, depending on what the schedule falls out as. But I figure for today, just to get a Yisodis Tekahara here on the bottom of Ayin Chesem and Aleph in the sugya of Trefa Shaharag Bifnei Beistin. So if you've seen the Gemara and the Rashi, that should suffice, especially because we did a thesis in the beginning of the Masechta that relates to what we're talking about today. But what we're going to do is we're going to touch on, we've done this in the past, this type of a chabur, we're going to touch on some things that you'll see everywhere in the Rishonim Achronim. We're going to give a mahalach, a ha'ara, on a very specific prat, one detail, or one machlokas in the sugya. But what you'll do is you'll understand the yesodos, and you'll see how they apply elsewhere. And then a disclaimer that some of the assumptions we'll make, you will find in the Achronim. You won't necessarily find them applying it the same way to Rashi, Rambam, Tosas, etc. So it could be, it's not Kasha, it's just Achronim have different ways of presenting it. But if I'm saying something, it doesn't necessarily mean like the Achronim are saying exactly what we're saying, just they have an akud that we're going to draw from. So you'll see what I mean soon if you don't already. So the Gemara tells us, Amar Rava, in the middle of the page, Amar Rava Harigas a Trefa Pater. Yeah, so that's Mutter? Mutter to kill a trefa? So it's not mutter, right? The Rambam tells us that. The Rambam tells us that it's a misi b'dei shemayim, correct? The Rambam wrote, Seyach, Be'ez ches, ha-horig es ha-trefa, afal pisha ochel v'shose u-mahalich bashok, ha-reze pater mi-dine adam. He's pater mi-dine adam, but he's takachai mi-dine shemayim, right? So, you have to figure out what the iser is. So we saw, I don't remember, did we mention this in Chavur? We spoke about it outside of Chavur, maybe? It was outside of Chavur. The Rambam's, in the beginning of Hilchos Ratzeach, the difference between Shvichas Damim and Ritzicha. We spoke about this a little bit?
The Briskera.
Right, the Briskera, but we didn't like go into it. After the Chavur was insane, or during the Chavur, whatever. So, right, so that would potentially, that would be important here as well, because, Hariga and Ritzicha might be one thing, Shvichas Dam might be another thing. There's such a thing as Ritzicha on a Daraisa level that isn't Chayiv for Ritzicha, and maybe it's called something else, maybe it's called Shvichas Damim. So you have to figure out where Trefa falls into the categories here, but it's clear the Rambam thinks there is an Isser Daraisa and the Chiyiv De Shemayim for Hariga B'Trefa. Yeah. Okay, so Harigas a Trefa is still Pater, says the Gemara. Utrefa Shaharag Bifnei Beisin is Chayiv. But you have a Trefa kills, he's a Ritzayach. So if he did so in front of a Beisin, if a Beisin witnessed it, he's going to be Chayiv. Vashalo Bifnei Beisin, he's Pater. He's going to be Pater for Vashalo Bifnei Beisin. So the Gemara gives a tam for this, a reasoning for this. Bifnei Beisin, he's going to be Chayiv. Why? Because Dechsib Uviyart Arami Kabecha. Because the Pasuk says that you have to destroy, you have to seed out any evil from your midst, so you have to kill a trefa, shaharag. Rashi says, "Ubiarta rab harir u rotzeach." They can't ignore it. They can't say that they didn't see it. See no evil, hear no evil. They saw the resicha. They saw it happen, so how could they turn a blind eye? It has to be that they're going to kill this trefa who killed. Why? Because of Yartar Mikabecha. So, Gezer Sakasud. Shelob if ne based in his pater, the Havila Edeshia Telchalazima. So, this is the Stam. The Stam is Edeshia Telchalazima because you can't be mazing the Ede trefa. Because Edeshia Telchalazima is Loshma Edos, because they're trying to be Mechayev a trefa. You're going to come along and try to be mazim them. It's not going to go because you can't turn them into whatever they're trying to be mazim. They're trying to be made against the trefa. So it's edus sha'ia toyach lazima. So that's not called edus. That's not called edus. So therefore, it's not. He's not going to be chayiv misa. Apparently, if it's that's shalob bifnei bezin, that's a normal case. Apparently, if it's bifnei bezin, there's some chiddush that uviyata rami kabeta tells you you can still kill him. So you have to figure out what's the chiddush that you can still kill him when it's bifnei bezin. So before we even really get to that, Mustami, you saw this, but the Rishonim have a kash on this Gemara, right? From the Gemara Makos Yud Beis. The Gemara Makos Yud Beis quotes Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva. Quotes Rabbi Akiva, who holds that if a basin was roa, a basin witnessed a murder, so they absolutely cannot be don him lemisa. Rather, they have to become the edim on the murder, and they take him to another court, amdo. They bring him to before another lifnei mishpat, another court, and they don him up in the second court, and they could be the edim on him, but they can't be the dayanim on him. So already the Ramban, the Ritva, all the Rishonim there in Makos ask this question: what do you mean? Our sugya says that a treifa shahar b'fnei beisin, you can kill him. There's no reason to assume a treifa is more chayiv misa than if it was a shalim who killed b'fnei beisin. He'd be chayiv misa maybe because of uviyatar mekabecha, whatever the gzeiras hakasav is. But lamaisa, the Gemara and Makos didn't have the gzeiras hakasav and then said you can't don him up. You have to send him to another beisin. So what's the yishur for the two sugyas? So, but we'll come back. We're going to the Rishonim there, but the Rashash in the back of our Masech. I don't know if you guys saw this Rashash. So the Rashash is a very fascinating teretz. He says that there's no the din of the Gemara and Makos on Daf Yud Beis. He says the Taka is a chiluk between Treifa and Shalim. The din in the Gemara and Makos on Daf Yud Beis is a din of a hetzilu, meaning if a person was horeg b'fnei beis din, so we don't have proper edus, we don't have proper din Torah, and therefore we have to be matzil the nidon, the baal din. So we have a din of hetzilu eda, we have to save him, so we're always lakula, so we're going to avoid killing him. Says the Rashash, however, in our sugya, it's not shaykh the din of hetzilu. Why? Because by a treifa, there's no shaykh as hatzala. By a treifa, there's no shaykh as hatzala. We saw that the Meiri has this also, fanart, like here on our page. He says that the pshat is that by one pshat, he gives two pshat, but one pshat that the Meiri gives is that by a treifa, there's no din hatzala. Why not? He's a dead man walking, right? So there's no reason to save him. There's no din of hatzala. So therefore, in the Gemara and Makos, when it says shalem shahar b'fnei based in, okay, vaskan mentani, he killed in front of a basin, we have to be the edim, but we can't kill him ourselves. But in the case of a treifa, there's no din of a hetzilu, so there's no problem of that basin not being able to do it. And therefore, they can taka do it, and okay, you have to figure out why the Gemara then said v'yatar amikabecha, but that's what the din is, at least, without the understanding of the cause of necessarily. Yeah, any kashas on this? So the problem is, so you have a kasha? That's a good kasha. I don't know. So it might be one of those boxes. You might want to open them all. I'm joking again. So the ha'ar is as follows. We do have a din of pikuach nefesh by a treifa. And this is very mistaber. We have a din of chayisha. We have an inyan of chayisha, which means we care about the moments of life that a person has. Towards the end, the middle, the beginning, doesn't matter. We always care about those moments of life. So why would it be that we don't have a din hatzala by the treifa? So Rabbi Shmuel makes this ha'ara. Per had this ha'ara and the following ha'ara during Seder, but afterwards we saw Rabbi Shmuel makes the same ha'ara, that why would you, l'chora, why would you have no din of hatzala if avada you do have a din of pikuach nefesh by a treifa? So I think this was Rabbi Per's tushta on his own. We had a machlekes Rashi and Rama. We didn't talk about it in a chabur, I don't think, but Rashi and Rama in Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph Mabez earlier in Ben Sora Mora, where the machlekes Rishonim was whether when you have a case of nigmar dino lamisa, a person who has a gavra ketela, it's gmar din lamisa, so is there a din of yitzilu on such a person? Is there a din of yitzilu on such a person? So if there's machlokas Rishonim by a gavra ketela, by nigmar din, so maybe you have the same machlokas when it comes to our sugya of treifa. Yeah. Yesh l'chalik between a treifa and a nigmar dino, right? Yesh l'chalik between a gavra ketela and a regular treifa. There's what to talk about, but the most fundamental distinction, it seems to be, is Rabbi Chanan and Kovetz Aros and Simon Mem Ches, which we've mentioned before, Sifkat and Tez Zayin. So there Rabbi Chanan is mechalik straight up between pikuach nefesh and hatzala. That you can have a din of pikuach nefesh on someone that you don't have a din of hatzala. What's the pshat in that? Okay, yesh l'adam. We have to figure out what the pshat is to look behind it. But Rabbi Chanan certainly points to an our Gemara, according to the Meiri, according to the Rashash, would be a raya for this, that even when you have a din pikuach nefesh, it doesn't prove to you that you have a din hatzala by such a person. Apparently, you know, to save them from some disaster, some impending disaster, maybe that is required by a treifa, potentially by a gavra ketela as well. But to save them al pidin in a courtroom, they didn't earn such a right. If they've already have half a life, only half a life, and they violated some din that they otherwise would mechayev misa, so they forfeited their right to the rest of their life. Something along those lines, but there certainly is a chiluk al pi halacha, whatever the chiluk represents in svar. Fine. So we have this din of, we're going to come back, we need to take Gemara. We have this din, treifa shahar b'fnei beis din is chayev. So what's the pshat nechiv? How does it work? So Taisus here comment, b'fnei beis din chayev, kigon, Dira'uhu b'yom, shedanin al ri'yasam. Dira'uhu b'layla, no, b'ay edus, k'nimuch b'achovo. V'kevet b'ay edus, v'ayin edus shatiyach lazima. So it does say very clearly here that we're dealing with real edus, meaning the Beis Din that witnessed this murder, the treifa murdering, b'fneihem, so they are edim, and they are the witnesses and the judges on the case. They are the edim on the case, and that's why Tosfos limit this to daytime. If they would have witnessed it by night, it wouldn't have worked because it wouldn't register as edus, and they wouldn't be able to complete the Din Torah. So this Tosfos harkens back. It's consistent, but it brings us back to Daf Tes Amud Aleph. On Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Tosfos had that arichus about mitzirif edim b'shas re'iya b'shas hagada. Right, we had the long Tosfos on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. So in that context, Tosfos say that if you hold like the Rashbam that the din of ein ed nasadayin is a function of the shas re'iya, the time where they actually see what happens. And then you put that together. If you put it together, you combine it with the Shita Rabbi Yossi, that even if lo neskavin lahayid, so again, you become an aid b'shas re'iya, aid n'aid nasadayin. And then also, you're even an aid if lo neskavin lahayid. That means if you witness something, even if not mechavin lahayid, b'shas re'iya, you become the aid on that matter. So then just having seen something will automatically disqualify a person, will automatically give a person the shame edus, which would then disqualify him from being a dayan. That's how to say it. Sorry, I'll say it one more time. So if you say ein eid nasadayin applies mishas re'iya, and you say that even shelo neskavin lahayid is also going to become an aid, so you have a shame aid mishas re'iya, which means if you witness something even unintentionally, you become an aid ein eid nasadayin. You're no longer allowed to be a dayan anymore, and that would preclude the famous din of shelo tehi shmiya gudola me re'iya. How can we ever have a case where the ra'uhu dayanim, the fact that the dayanim saw something, then they automatically became aidin mishas re'iya? And then, really, we should say shuv ein eid nasadayin. No, we have a din of shelo teishmir gedol ramiya. We'll talk about the two cases that we're going to get to soon. One in Rosh Hashanah and one in our sugya, where you have dayanim who witness something, and in certain circumstances, the Gemara says shelo teishmir gedol ramiya, that we're going to look at them as dayanim and edim on the maisa or on the occurrence, and that should lechora be disqualified, be precluded based on the combination of again the Rashbam with Rabbi Yossi's Shita. Yeah, so far so good. So, a little more. So the two examples that Tosfos bring about Shelo Teishmir Gedol Ramiya are the Gemara Shana and our Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara Shana and Chaf Hei says that the Levana of the moon is going to be visible toward the end of the day. So it's very, very possible, it is plausible, that when it's still Yom, it's still daytime, the Beis Din can be functioning as a Beis Din. They see the new moon at that point, and they can be Mekadesh Ayidei Riyasan. They're not going to wait for new Edim to come and say that they saw the moon. They saw it themselves. They're going to be Omid as a Beis Din as the Edim. Why? Shelo Teishmir Gedol Ramiya. Provided that they saw it during the day, that's where we're coming back to Artosis. Provided they saw it during the day, they'll be able to be the Mekadshim of the Chodesh just by their own vision of the moon. If they saw it at night, it wouldn't work with Torah's Beis Din because they're not a Beis Din Balayla, because Ma Mishpat V'yom by there's no Din Balayla, just we learned that from Kiddush HaChodesh and Mishpat in general, as we spoke about, I think, in the first parak also. So they won't be able to function as a Beis Din Balayla, so they could be Edim, but they can't be a Beis Din, so you can't have this Shelo Teishmir Gedol Ramiya. But if they see it by day, then such a din does exist. Shelo Teishmir Gedol Ramiya, they would shatz it up as a Rosh Chodesh. We would be Mekadesh the Chodesh. If Edim came and said they saw the Chodesh, so why could it be worse if they see it themselves? It must be equal, at least. If they saw it themselves, you can't have Shmiya Gedol Ramiya. So we say that they're Mekadesh on their own. Right? That's the first case Tosfos bring. The second case Tosfos reference, if you'll remember, is our Gemara in Ayin Ches. There, Tosfos say that you have a Sanhedrin who witnesses a murder. Our case, we'll just say it accurately. Our case is a treifa shaharag. They witness a treifa shaharag, just because according to the Rashash, it's dafka treifa shaharag, not a shalim shaharag. So a treifa shaharag, they witness it. So they can kill that rotzeach based on their re'iyah. Says Tosfos, because that's a din in Shalot Heshmiya Gedola Miriya. Yeah. So the important point, we'll come back to this, the important point is that there's a nafkamina. If it's a din of Shalot Heshmiya Gedola Miriya, Tosas told us on Ayin Chesem and Aleph, which is what Tosas quoted from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Hey, that it has to be Vayom. If it's Ra'u Balayla, they don't function as a base in Balayla. So they could see all they want to see, but it's not going to count as a Re'iya, B'Torah, Shalot, Yishmir, Gedal, Re'iya. So it's Dafka Bayom, which is why Tosas here in our Sugya, Ayin Ches Meral, they don't say the words, but it's obvious in this little Tosas, they were Masla Bifnei, that Tosas are assuming that this is a din of Shalot, Yishmir, Gedal, Re'iya, because they said it explicitly on Daf Test. They're saying it again here, that you have to qualify, that's by day, and that's, that all fits together. Yeah. What is this din of Shalot HaShmir Gedolah Miriyah? So it seems like this is a machlok as we've shown him, and it's going to lead us into something very fundamental in our Sugya and Ayin Ches. If you go to Rashi, if you have a Gemara or the computer, so if you go to Rashi there in the Gemara on Chaf Hei Amud Beis, so Rashi explains what the meaning of this din of Shalot HaShmir Gedolah Miriyah really is. Yam du shnayim yo'idu halaru kulan yikad shuv riyasam delot HaShmir sheshomim mipi edim gedolah miriyah. That's what we said. I mean, you can't have that when I hear the Edom report that they saw the moon, that works. When I see it myself, that doesn't work. That's crazy. It's a higher level if I see it myself. Which is also the title of every biographer when they have a chapter on the Gadol of when he met his wife and the story of the Shaduchim. It's always called Kazera Eva Kadesh. So that's just important to know, I think, just file that maybe as like a footnote or something. So Kazera Eda Kadesh says Rashi, again, the Hagabe Edus is important. The Hagabe Edus Achodesh Loksiv Edus. There's no din of Edus by Kiddush Achodesh. Ella, I should say that better in a second. Ella Kazera Eva Kadesh. There's only a din of Kazera E the Kadesh, like this. The real din of Kiddush Achodesh, of seeing the new moon and being Mekadesh the Chodesh al Pila Riyah, is a din Riyah. We need someone to see the moon and we can mekadesh al pi re'iyah. The chiddush is that in halacha, we generally, in order to establish a re'iyah, we need edim to come and report on that, they have to testify that they had that re'iyah. That's the chiddush. But the etzem hadin, the ikar hadin, is really that we only need a re'iyah. And so generally speaking, we need edim to report on our re'iyah. But if you have this quirk of a case where you have the beis din themselves, bitoras beis din during the day, they see the new moon, so then the re'iyah suffices. Kazer, ra'ei, v'kadesh. That's what Rashi says explicitly. Rashi says that there is no real din of edus required. We only need a re'iyah, and here you have the re'iyah from a basin, so everything is settled, everything is satisfied from the get-go. Now, what's so important according to Rashi, though, is that Rashi is very much limiting the din of Shalot HaShmir Gedolah Miriyah. He's saying the din of Shalot HaShmir Gedolah Miriyah works by edus HaChodesh because you don't really need edus. Because you just need a re'iyah, and you taka have a re'iyah by a basin, so it's good enough by Eidus HaChodesh. Why? Agzeres HaKosev, that by Eidus HaChodesh it says, Kazer Re'i V'Kadesh. Therefore, re'iyah suffices by the basin. Shalot HaShmir Gedolah Miriyah. Very good. However, Tosas in Rosh Hashanah, Dibur Maskil Lo Tehei, so the same sugya, Tosas say that Bechinam Dachak, they don't like Rashi's chat. Tosas say Rashi's wrong. Why do they say Rashi is wrong? What's the raya mefreshes that Rashi is wrong? Our sugya and Chesam and Aleph. Our sugya and Chesam and Aleph is applying the svara of Shalot HaShmir Gedolah Miriyah to Edus Nefashos. There's no pasuk which says Kazer Ra'ei V'Hareg by Ritzicha. There's no such pasuk. So how do you? So you don't have to teach. You shouldn't. You can't teach Shalot HaShmir Gedolah Miriyah as a din in Hagadis Edus by Edus HaChodesh, because we see it applies by din in Nefashos also on Ayin Ches Meral, our Sugya. And that's, again, that's the way Tosas Ayin Ches learned it, that's the way Tosas Dan Daf Tes learned it. Our Sugya is an example of Shalot HaShmir Gedolah Miriyah. So how do you have a case of Shalot HaShmir Gedolah Miriyah according to Rashi? How do you have a Gemara in Ayin Ches Meral, which says, Trefa Shahara, again, the Beistin saw it, Bifnei Beistin, you can kill him. How do you say Shalot HaShmir Gedolah Miriyah? You need Edus. You don't have Edus. You only have Re'iyah. Re'iyah Taka works by Kiddush HaChodesh. It doesn't work by Dini Nefashos. So what's Taka Pshat? You hear the Kasha? Okay, so the MS is, if you read our Sugya, the Gemara never said, Shalot HaShmir Gedolah Miriyah. So that is a point for Rashi. I mean, the Gemara, never states Shalot Yishmiru. Tosfos read it in here, Ayin Ches, on Daf Tes, and in Rosh Hashanah. They certainly assume this Gemara is talking about Shalot Yishmiru Gedol HaMi'ah, and we do understand why. It's very logical to assume that. It makes sense. This seems like a case of it. But we are taking that for granted when we have Tosfos on our side. Fine. But even so, whatever the pshat is, let's say you could open your mind to thinking this is not about Shalot Yishmiru Gedol HaMi'ah, but then how does Rashi understand the Gemara? What is the pshat in this Gemara? What's the function over here that allows the Beis Din to kill if the treifa was horeg bifnei Beis Din? So what I'm about to quote, it's not a mucker for what we're about to say, but it's at least a mushel. At least gets you started in the right direction of what we're about to say. So we mentioned how our Gemara is problematic minei uvei because it seems to be so ser the Gemara in Makos and Daf Yud Beis. There, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Akiva, who says that horig bifnei basin, they have to go to another basin to finish the case. These basin function as edim, but they can't kill him. So that's a steer to our Gemara. Our Gemara says you kill bifnei basin, assuming you're not going to mechalik between a treifa and a shalim, like the Rashash and the Meiri war. So then what's the difference between the Gemara is that we're stuck over here. So the Ramban in Makos and the Ritva in Makos both give a teretz, and they say a little bit differently, but basically similar, that shiny hacha. Our case in Sanhedrin is different, because our case is a case of Eidah Sha'iyah Te'achal Azima. So in a case where a regular guy walks into Beis Din and blows someone's brains out, so they can't kill him because they are the Beis Din, not the Edim, but they can march him to another Beis Din and have them as Edim, and it's a regular Eidah, to Glata Eidah, and they'll kill him, correct? But if a Treifa walks into Beis Din and kills someone, so this Beis Din, their hands are tied. If they can judge him, no one can, because they're the Edim, and it's Eidah Sha'iyah Te'achal Azima. So there's no option, there's no alternative here. So what the Ramban and the Ritva suggest is that, generally speaking, Rabbi Akiva is right. The din is that if a regular person comes in and kills Bifnei Beis Din, so we'll take him to another court and we'll be the Edim and we'll kill him al pi our Edus. But Bichiyai Gavna, like our Gemara in Ayin Ches, where there is no option to march him to another Beis Din because it's Edus She'yatel Chlazima, so then the Gemara says, we need a way to kill him, Uviyar Ta'ara Mikir Becha. We're going to don him up for Misa based on this Beis Din's Re'iyah because of Yarta Rami Kerbecha. But what you see from the Ramban and the Ritva, again, we're not fully at Rashi yet, but what you see from the Ramban and the Ritva is that this din of Yarta Rami Kerbecha is not the pshat that it's teaching you that the Chi of Misa, that we shtel the Chi of Misa on the guy. It's not the pshat that we would say he's Pater Alamai, Yarta Rami Kerbecha, and he's Chai of Misa. No. Yutaka don't have Eid the Shaitel Chazima. And Yutaka don't have a way of killing him in regular world of Beis Din. So comes the Torah and says, Achidish Hakra of Vivarat Aram Mekabecha, a new Din Misa. An entirely new Din Misa. It's like we can't get him on the death penalty, but we do have to kill him. We do have to get rid of him. Lamashal Kippa, right? Meaning you have some Chidish Din that even when we can't kill him with the Misa's Beis Din, we do kill him because of Vivarat Aram Mekabecha. It's Beis Din Zachariah to do so. You have this in the Achronim, the Or Sameach, these are the most famous ones, the Or Sameach in Rotzeach Beis Tes, and then also in Eidos on Chaf Zayin, and Rebbe Chanan, Kovitz Shirim, and Chelik Beis, both of them basically spell out this point, that it's a Misa below Din, or I think the Or Sameach even writes, it's Tikkun HaOlam. It's, you have to get rid of this guy. It's not a Misa Beis Din, but you have to get rid of this guy. This guy can't exist anymore. Society can't function with him in existence, so you get rid of him. It's not a Misa Beis Din. It's a new Din. So Elamai, so maybe Rashi's saying the same thing. Rashi's saying that a treifa shahar bifnei Beis Din, he's not chayiv because it's a misas Beis Din shalotei shmir gedol meir, and therefore he's chayiv, it's a misas Beis Din. No, and it's meduk in the Gemara. The Gemara says, ahorig is a treifa is pater, but treifa shahar bifnei Beis Din is chayiv. Why is he chayiv a treifa shahar bifnei Beis Din? Because of yarta amikar becha. Shouldn't the Gemara say, because shalotei shmir gedol meir? It's not because of yarta amikar becha, it's because shalotei shmir gedol meir. Because even though you don't have a case of Edim and the Dayanim, but the Dayanim saw him, and it was during the day. So, Shalot Eishmir Gedol HaMi'ir, why do you need a new din, a new pasuk, is there as a kasuv of Uvirat HaRav Mikabecha? So Rashi will tell you, no, Shalot Eishmir Gedol HaMi'ir, that's not Shaykh here. It's not Shaykh here. Shalot Eishmir Gedol HaMi'ir only applies by something like Eid HaChodesh, where it's only Kazer Ra'i V'Kadesh. You only need a Re'iya, so Shalot Eishmir Gedol HaMi'ir, we say Re'iya suffices when it was in a base in Bayom. But by Eidos on a Nefashos, by a Treifa Shaharag, you can't apply Shalot Eishmir Gedol HaMi'ir. And the Gemara Taka doesn't say that. The Gemara says, if you are Tamir Kabecha, says Rashi, it's a new Chiddush Din. that even though we can't get him on a death penalty, we have to get rid of him. That's an achrayus on the Beis Din, but it's not a Mises Beis Din. That make sense so far? That's Rashi. So, fine. So once you have that understanding Rashi, though, it's very compelling. That's very compelling. The Gemara sounds like that. That's the Meduk in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mention Shalot HaShemir Gadol Eiyo. Why are we plugging it in? So it's a Taka Gubshat. So why not say like Rashi? Or what the Tosas argue about? What's the other side of the Machlokas? So here, Rav Tursky had a Mahalach, which he mostly quoted from Rav Gershon Zaks. I'm 99% sure that I saw it also in writing. I tried on online today to find like an old Beis Yitzchak where I thought I had seen it published, and I was not successful. Doesn't mean I didn't see it, but it might mean that. But I thought he had written up some Ha'aros on Reb Chaim in one of the Beis Yitzchaks, and that this was in it. I found some of the times that he wrote Ha'aros on Reb Chaim. I didn't find this particular Ha'ara, but we'll try to find it Bli Neder. Either way, an obvious diak that I think other Achorim make also, but it's so glot, in the Rambam, you should open up the Rambam, if you have it, in the Rambam, in Rotzeach, Perek Beis, Halacha Tes. This is where the Rambam quotes our Gemara of Trefa Shaharab. This is such an important diak. We've talked about this Rambam before, because when we spoke about Eid Deshe Yatel Chazima, we made a diak in the last two words, that we spoke about dafka bedina nefashos, right? Okay. Adam trefa shaharagas nefesh. So a trefa who kills, neharag. We kill him. Shenemar uviyar tahara mikirbecha. Because the Torah says uviyar tahara mikirbecha. That's like a gemar, right? Not really. Why? Because we don't kill a trefa shaharag because of Yeratar Mikabecha. We only kill him if he's harag bifnei beistin. Oh no, but don't worry, the Rambam then qualifies and says, v'hu shayarag bifnei beistin, as long as he kills bifnei beistin. Aval bifnei edim, he's pater. Shema yuz mu ha'edim, v'mhuz meinan ra'agim shari lo'ozam mu la'harag ezal trefa, fine. Edushat hel chlazima. So the Rambam does something very, very perplexing here. The Rambam quotes that pasuk of Yeratar Mikabecha in a very interesting place. If you and I were writing this halacha on the Rambam, we would say, Adam Shreifa Shaharagas Anefesh, Bifnei Beistin, Neharag, Shenemar Uviratar Mikabecha. But the Rambam says, an Adam Shreifa Shaharagas Anefesh is Neharag because of Uviratar Mikabecha, as long as he does so, Bifnei Beistin. He inserts the pasuk even before he talks about the qualification of being Bifnei Beistin. So Rashi understood that Uviratar teaches us that if Beistin witnesses the murder, they need to react. But the Rambam's certainly not understanding it that way. The Rambam's saying something very, very different. So this is Reb Gershon's axis deal. So Reb Gershon pointed out that you see that the Rambam understood that the pshat in the Gemara is that when a trefa kills, the edus is iyata yachal azima. The edus is iyata yachal azima. That's a Beis Din problem. Chutz le Beis Din, that is a major issue. Within Beis Din, it's not a problem. Why not? Shalot heishmi gedola miriya. Not like Rashi, like Tosfos. Shalot Hashmiya Gedola Meri'iya. When you have a case of Shalot Hashmiya Gedola Meri'iya, when the Beis Din witnesses something, you don't have the issue of Edus She'iyat Ha'yachal Azima, because the Beis Din witnessed it themselves. Shalot Hashmiya Gedola Meri'iya. We can't hold our hands back. We have to kill this guy. We witnessed what happened. We have to kill this guy. It's not possible to avoid that. Shalot Hashmiya Gedola Meri'iya. That's its own din. Be Beis Din, you don't have the issue of Edus She'iyat Ha'yachal Azima. Are you with me so far? So just, not yet. So I'm just trying to figure out how I should best present this. Okay, I'll do it not the way I was going to plan on doing, because I thought people were with me until I'm fine.
I mean, just the diak.
Yeah, because I didn't say the full diak yet. That's why you don't get it yet. Forgetting about the words of the Rambam for just a second, if a trefa is horeg, we have an issue. The issue is edus she'iyat ha'yachal azima. If a trefa is horeg bivastin, Tosas told us it's not an issue anymore. Why? Shalot eshmiya gedola miriya. Let's assume for the second the Rambam agrees to Tosas. So Rambam says, Eidus she'iyat ha'yachal azima is a problem outside of Beis Din, but in Beis Din it's not a problem. But the Rambam says there's another issue here. There's a different issue. A trefa is a gaver ketela. Perhaps the whole onesh of Misa, the whole din of a Maisa hariga, on a treifa is not shayich by a treifa. He's already a dead man walking. So what's Beis Din going to do? Throw more rocks at him? Cut his throat? Choke him? It doesn't mean anything. He's already a dead man. So there's no chalos. There's no meaning to a maisa hariga on the part of the Beis Din to kill the treifa. So the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, treifa shaharag is going to be neharag. We are going to kill him. Even though you would think you wouldn't kill a treifa because what's the point? He's already a dead man. It's not chal. No, we are going to kill him. Why are we going to kill him? Why is it shaykh to kill him? Uviar tara mikirbecha. Period. Oh, but there's an issue of edus shi'atach lazima, says the Rambam. That's not an issue bifnei Beis Din. Why not? Shalot eshmi gedola meri'ya. I mean, the Rambam is telling us two separate solutions to two separate problems over here. There's one problem of edus shi'atach lazima. That is solved when it's bifnei Beis Din, like Tosas told us. That's a famous din of shalot eshmi gedola meri'ya. The Rambam doesn't have to qualify for that for us. And the Rambam spells out that the solution, that problem that we're solving is edus shi'atach lazima or edus shi'atach lazima. That's solved by the regular din of Shalot Hishmir Gedol Amir'ya. Oh, but it's a treifa. You're going to kill a treifa. What's the point? Someone says, yeah. Treifa Shaharag is still going to be killed. Why? Uviar Tara Mikrebecha. Because we still think it's worthwhile to kill a treifa. Uviar Tara Mikrebecha will still apply that Misa's based in as long as it's Shati Yachal Azima. It's only Shati Yachal Azima in the case when you're Bifnei based in. And let me just finish one thought, unless you're totally lost, but let me just finish one thought. Lemaisa, and this is maybe a very good deek, I only noticed this morning. Lemaisa, the Rambam does not paskin Rabbi Kiva for Makos. The Rambam in, you look in Edus, Hey Ches, the Rambam does not bring Rabbi Kiva. So the Kesef Mishnah there points out that the Rambam doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Meaning the Gemara about Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara of Rabbi Kiva, where he says that a person is a Torah Bifnei Basin, you gotta bring him to another basin to don him up, right? Which sound like it was against our Sugya. The Rambam doesn't paskin that way. Why not? So we gave the answer of the Rashash that there's a chiluk. We gave the answer of the Ramban there's a chiluk. The Rambam is saying, no, it's Machlokas HaSugyos. Rabbi Kiva Eger and his Ha'aros on the side of the Rambam there, it's also in the Menchas Chinuch, they say, no, the Pshat is the Rambam saw a Machlokas HaSugyos here. He saw a Gemara in Machlos which says a Treifa Shahar Bifnei, a Gemara in Machlos which says someone is Horig Bifnei Beis Din, they can't kill him in the Beis Din. That's one Gemara. And you have a Gemara in Ayin Ches, which says in Sanhedrin, which says someone who's Horig Bifnei Beis Din, you do kill him. Why? Apparently, there's a machlokas asugis whether you say shalot eshmi gedola meriya on that case. Okay, our gemara happens to be a treifa, that gemara happens to be a shalim. That's not a fundamental difference, they say. So be'etzem, this is a raya to what we're saying. Be'etzem, the Rambam holds, will say shalot eshmi gedola meriya on any case of a person who's horig bifnei Beis Din. The difference in our case is that you have a treifa shaharag. A treifa shaharag, maybe you shouldn't kill him for a different reason. Because the guy's already dead, man. So what are we going to do? We're going to kill him? It doesn't mean anything. So says the Rambam, no, we still kill him because of Uviar Tara Mikrebecha. What comes out for the Rambam then is that Uviar Tara Mikrebecha tells you to apply the Misa Space Din. So for Rashi, this Uviar Tara Mikrebecha was this new Chiddush Din of Misa below Din. It's a Tikkun HaOlam Din. It's a Misa below Din. And it's not really a Din and Base Din. For the Rambam, that's not the Pshat. For the Rambam, the pshat is that it's Eidus She'atiyach L'Hazima because he killed Bifnei Beis Din. So it's Shalot Eshmir Gedol Amir'iyah. Like Tosa said, it is Eidus She'atiyach L'Hazima. We don't need Eidus She'atiyach L'Hazima because we have Shalot Eshmir Gedol Amir'iyah. That's taken care of. And even though he's a treifa, we still give him the death penalty. We still give him a Chiyuv Misa because of Yarta Mikabecha. But if Yarta Mikabecha is being Mechadish to us, a Misa's Beis Din, not a new form of Misa. And just one important Raya L'Kach. So the Gemara here, our Gemara, continues to say, Shor shel Adam Treifa is Shaharag is Pater. The shore that belongs to an Adam Treifa that's Horeg is Pater, because Hashor Yisakal v'gam Balav Yimas. Rav Ashi says, even a shore Treifa Shaharag is also Pater, because we're Messiachis to the shore like we would be to the Bailam. We'll see that separately. So the Rambam in Niske Mamon, you must have seen this, Yud Zion. So the Rambam quotes this halacha, and the Rambam passes like Rav Ashi. The way he says it, though, is very interesting. He doesn't really quote Kemisa Zabailam. He says, "V'kevan shebaylov kemes heim chashuvim, ve'in srichem misa hare ze pater." Since the baylim are already kemesim, and therefore they're not really chayiv misa because there's nothing to do to them, they're already chashuvim kemesim. So we're going to say the same thing about the shore, hare ze pater. What's the Rambam spelling out for us? A treifa is not a chayiv misa. He doesn't have a status of a chayiv misa because he's already kemesi chashuv. So that's a chiddush the Rambam has to overcome. So by a shor, we're not going to go as far as saying that we should kill the shor because of Uviarta Mikirbecha. But by an Adam, the Rambam says, Nerag because of Uviarta Ra Mikirbecha. The Ravid's Maskig over there. The Ravid's Maskig and says we should save it. And that's what that machlokas is. It might be either what Rashi and the Rambam are arguing about, or it might be a question of what the Magen Mishnah raises, that we don't say uviyarta ramikabecha on animals. That's important, but a little bit tangential. Either way, what you see is the Rambam has a chi of misa, a mamash a chi of misa is based in here, on the treifa, because you don't have the problem of eidah sheyetel chazim because of shalot heishmiya gedolar miya. And we still are able to give him the chi of misa, even though the guy's dead man walking, because of uviyarta ramikabecha. Now, just a side note, the pasuk of uviyarta ramikabecha features in a machlokas Rambam and Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos. The Rambam counts, see if I can get this right, the Rambam counts each of the misos based in as a separate mitzvah, and the Ramban says, no, there's one mitzvah of administering misos based in, and the Ramban says the source for that is uviyarta mikabecha, each one in their own way. So uviyarta this guy with skilo, uviyarta this guy with chenek, uviyarta this guy with sreifa, and I don't remember which one I missed, but saif. Yeah, so each one in their own way. The Rambam says, no, each one is its own mitzvah. So one could have thought that the machlokas is whether there's one source for chiyuve misa or separate sources. But the Achronim prove that even the Rambam assumes that the source for all chiyuve misa is uviyarta ramikabecha. But the way that the Chazal darshaned it is that we look at uviyarta ramikabecha as being said on each individual person. So uviyarta hara mikabecha, this guy with sayef, that's stone mitzvah. Uviyarta this guy with skila, that's stone mitzvah. Chenek, it's own mitzvah, and sreifa, it's own mitzvah. Each one applies separately, each one sourced separately in uviyarta hara mikabecha. So it comes out very good. Even for the Rambam, the pasuk uviyarta hara mikabecha is not some new chiddush din. It's not some new misa that, oh, even though we can't give him misa's based, then we'll kill him because we got to get rid of him. What are we supposed to do? We can't let our hands be tied. We have to get rid of the evil from our midst. No. Uviyarta Rami Kebecha is chi of misa's based in. Says the Rambam, you think he's not deserving a misa because kimesu chashiv. Elamai, uviyarta Rami Kebecha. Even by a treifa, the din is that you should apply the misa's based in that he deserves when he's horig bifne based in, since the technicality of edesh yetel chazim is taken care of by Shalot Heshmiya Gedola Meiriya, when it was witnessed and based in Bayom. So with all of that, so maybe that's the Pshat and Tosis. Rashi, we started with Akasha because how could you apply Shalot Heshmiya Gedola Meiriya? This is a case of Eidos, not Kedesh HaChodesh, where you just need a Re'iya. So we answered, no, our Gemara is not really a case of Dinim and Eidos and Din Torah. It's a Chiddush of Uviyarta Mikabecha that we can't let this evil persist in our communities. We have to get rid of him. A Chiddush HaKra. We said to them, what's the Pshat and Tosis? And Taka, it's true, the Gemara leaves out Shalot Heshmiya Gedola Meiriya, but what's the Pshat in Tosas now? So why quote Uviyarta Mikabecha? So we said for the Rambam is clear that there are two issues here. One is the issue of Eidah She'et HaChalazima, that is solved with Shalot Heshmiya Gedola Meiriya. That's what Tosas are telling us. And Daf Ayin Ches, and Daf Tes, in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Hei, Tosas are consistent that this is a Gemara of Shalot Heshmiya Gedola Meiriya. So why does the Gemara invoke Uviyarta Mikabecha? So the Rambam says that's for a different reason. That's for the reason of the fact that you would think a misas based in is meaningless by a treifa, kamash melan uviyarta mikabecha, that we do kill him. And that's why the Rambam formulated that he is nerag because of uviyarta mikabecha. And don't worry about eidah she'etel chalazima because of shalot heishmiya gedola meiriya. Just we'll finish in a second, then we'll take the question. Just throwing out there, but potential nafkaminas. So Tosus assumed, it's pashut, that they had to see by day. They had to witness the event by day. Treifa shahar bifnei basin, you had to witness that by day, because otherwise you can't have shelot heishmiya gedola meiriya. The pshat we're saying in Rashi, maybe it would be true even by night. Because we're not donning it as eidus and then a basin. We're donning it as uviyarta mikabecha. They can't hold their hands back and sit back idly when you have a murderer running around and killing in front of basin. That doesn't make sense. So there's maybe no din of yom for the shita of Rashi, whereas it's clear from Tosas on Ayin Ches and Daftes, that it needs to be by Yom, even by Trefesh Harag, when it comes to Shalot Heshmiya Gedola Meiriya. Additionally, and this I'm not sure about, I wonder though, if you had a case of a Trefa that came to Basin and killed someone, and while he killed someone, he ripped his shirt also. He ripped someone else's shirt. So do you have Kimle, is the point. Do you have Kimle on this case? So if you have a Misas Basin that's being enforced here because of Uviyarta Mikabecha, according to Rambam, and Tosas, it's Shaykh Kimle. According to Rashi, maybe it's not Shaykh Kimle, because this isn't a Misas based in. This is just a new Chiddush HaDin that Uviyarta Mikabecha, you can't apply, I should say, Kimle in such a case. So maybe that's another potential nafka mina. Either way, the nafka mina and havana is very clear, and they can both be read into the Gemara with their respective diukim, and maybe that's the pshat in the sugya according to the Rambam, according to Tosfos, and Rashi is going to read it the way we said originally, that it's a new chiddush din of uviyar tara mikabecha. So as you get into the sugya, you'll think about these things. What is uviyar tara mikabecha? You should definitely see that Rabbi Chanan in chelik beis of kovitz shirim simin lam and test. You should definitely see that Rabbi Chanan, and it's kedai also to see the orasamech. Whether they're going to say the same shot in Rambam, Tosas, and Rashi, the way we said it, I'm not promising, but the Yesodos are definitely there. Okay, yeah, I'll take the question. Sorry. Yeah, are you still waiting or no?
I don't know if it's such a question, but the Rambam doesn't mention Bayom.
Correct, yeah, so he should mention it. Not a question, because if you hold, it's Shlo Tishmi Gedol Riyah, you don't have to qualify. Yeah, yeah. If it's obvious that it's a case of Din, then you don't have to, of Eidus and Din, you don't have to qualify it. But yeah, I thought of that also when I was saying it, but I don't think that's an issue. Yeah.
No, I look for the quote in the back, the Brendan speaks about whether or not they're...
Whether he requires Bayom?
I guess.
Yeah. Okay, so then we should look at those Achronim. The way we're suggesting, this is from Rav Tversky, the way we're suggesting is that... Well, sorry. What's from Rav Tversky is Mahalach. So, the obligation is Axe Diuk. So, I'm suggesting that Lefi that, it should need Bayom the same way Tosas does. Is it possible to say differently and still maintain the Mahalach? I don't know. But if Achronim say differently, it might be they have a different Havan in the Rambam and Gansin, but this Diuk is very hard to... You trip over the Diuk. It's like not possible to avoid the Diuk in the Rambam. So let's look at a very glatt Mahalach, and yeah, the Nafkamina might be Yom. Okay, so we should look at the Achronim and the Mafteach. Okay, Shkaich.